This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Eyes today on the southern state of Georgia. As Sagar Magani explains, the stakes in not one, but two races in the U.S. Senate.
In both races would give Democrats control of the White House and both chambers of Congress.
We'll be able to make the progress we need to make on jobs, on health care, on justice.
Which is what worries President Trump.
Nothing and no one will be able to stop them.
Calling these two seats the last line of defense. But a narrow majority would not guarantee Biden all he wants, since Senate rules require 60 votes to move most major legislation. And if the GOP keeps Senate control, Biden would have little shot at quick up or down votes, while also facing a rougher path toward confirming cabinet secretaries and judges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is just plain wrong about election irregularities in Georgia. The state's top elections official, Republican Brad Raffensperger, said Monday after he rebuffed President Trump's plea over the weekend to find enough ballots to upend his pivotal 11,000-vote loss in the state to President-elect Joe Biden. Later Monday, one of the Secretary of State's assistants, another Republican, Gabriel Sterling, displayed his own frustration with the president's false claims.
It's absolutely important. And the reason I'm having to stand here today is because there are people in positions of authority and respect who have said their votes didn't count, and it's not true. And I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to go through all this anti-disinformation Monday. It's whack-a-mole again. It is Groundhog Day again. I'm going to get to talk about things that I've talked about repeatedly for 2 months. But I'm going to do it again one last time, I'm hoping.
Donald Trump is the first outgoing president who lost an election to try to hang on to his office by rejecting the will of the voters and casting a